same thing really as sausage, except they've just used nothing but liver. Do you can that?
We always did. I never did fix none of that myself now.
Is it as good as sausage? I mean, how does it taste, if you had a preference?
I never did. I don't like liver boiled, but I do love it fried. Mm-hmm. And you beat it up, or of course, if you used to grind it up, you wouldn't have to beat it, but we always had a meat board and just beat it up and then rolled it in meal and mm-hmm. salted and mm-hmm. fried it.
What, the meat board was just what, like so that you could...
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do anything with, say, the blood from a hog?
No.
Have you ever heard people...
Yes, I have.
What were some of the
things? I think that... Now, I've never seen nobody do that, but I've heard it. What? Blood pudding, I believe, is what they call it.
What would they do to it?
I don't know.
No, but would it be canned? Have you ever seen what the stuff looked like?
I don't know. I've never seen none. We always let ours bleed and it run off.
I think that's what I'd probably do. did you ever take the juice from head cheese or say, liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people doing that?
No, but now I hear tell of making cornbread with cracklings.
Well, now, what are cracklings?
You take the fat off of the entrails and...
What, now that's the intestines?
Mm-hmm.
And you boil them first?
No, it comes off easy. It's just pieces of fat.
Uh-huh.
And you can just get a hold of it this way and just strip it off. And then they use the where the side meat's too fat, they'll cut that up into there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they render that out and make lard out of it, it makes cracklings.
Mm-hmm.
And then people, oh, now I've got my daughter, her husband, he likes crackling bread, and they generally say you can little, you know, or put in the freezer on to make bread out of.
Is it good bread?
I don't like it.
What does it taste like?
It's too greasy. It don't taste like cornbread.
But it's just the flavor of the grease
that's what
people
I don't
like.
I don't what makes them like it, I don't.
Have you ever heard of the word scrapple?
I never heard it.
Suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe it?
Old or strong?
What if it was really strong? You might say it's...
Spoiled.
Okay. How if it's just not edible anymore? Say the butter is, or has gone...
To ruin.
Do you ever use the word rancid?
Well, I've heard that, but I never did.
Frowy. What do you call thick, sour milk that you keep on hand?
Buttermilk.
Any other terms you've heard people use for that?
No, it's
did you ever make that?
Yeah, I love it. If you don't keep it long enough, you know, it'll be strong, very bit strong. If buttermilk's not thick, I can't hardly eat it. You know, not plum thick, but
mm-hmm.
if it's too thin, it tastes too watery.
Some people like it when it's strong, don't they? I thought I'd heard terms for buttermilk that was kind of strong.
Well, I never did, I don't believe. Quigs up. That's what... What they call it.
Well, now, what is it? It just gets stiff?
It gets watery in the bottom, and the top of it just gets plum thick, you know.
Do people ever eat that?
No, I don't believe they ever did.
Is there anything you can even make with it?
No. Yeah, cheese.
Oh, you make cheese with it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever make cheese?
No, I'm wrong. You make sweet milk. When you hit clabbers, you make cheese out of it. It's not the buttermilk. I don't know what you do with the buttermilk.
Um.